Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 is just for you. Would you read starting at verse 1 with me? And you he made alive. Isn't that wonderful? Why? Because we were dead. They got movies about us. They're called zombies. Thank God we're not any more zombies. Amen. They were called the walking dead. Although the world is still walking dead. Because without Christ, you're walking dead. And you he made alive who were what? Dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the what? Course of this world. According to the what? Prince of the power of the what? Of the air. Of the what? The air, the unseen. The air. Prince of power of the air, the unseen. Everyone say unseen. What does it say? He calls it a what? The spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind or of the thoughts. And were by nature children of what? Wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with him, Christ. By grace you've been saved and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Again, the Prince of Power of Air. The Prince of Power of Air, the unseen. See, we don't even realize. Let me share with you something very important, because the Prince of Power of Air is toxic. It produces death. In other words, we breathe in death. That's why the Holy Spirit is called the breath of God. In fact, when Adam was created, God breathed into his nostrils, and Adam became a living being. But when Adam fell, he took on another breath. It's called toxic, because it produces death. Is everybody with me? So in this, that's why it's so essential that we maintain a position of staying filled with the Spirit of God, feeding our spirit with the Word, and constantly denying ourselves, being very careful and alert and observing these things so that we don't get taken out or get contaminated. See, because your spirit can get contaminated. And when your spirit gets contaminated, you begin to perish. Is everybody with me? Right now, there is a place that is the enemy produces a toxic culture. That's his job. Remember, we talked about the powers of darkness want to normalize things. Amen? They want to normalize things. They want to make sin normal. They want to make lust normal. They promote normalization because they want to neutralize those who've been born again. And what it does is it neutralizes the character of Christ with a counterfeit acceptance of society. It's the ruling force that desires to promote, establish, and perfect a toxic culture. This is what the powers of darkness want to do. They want to perfect a toxic culture so it produces death to mankind. Because the devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and he hates mankind. And he produces and perfects this toxic culture with sin. And sin's main source of contamination is resulting in the arena of separation, alienation from God's presence and his will. That's what he does. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? I'm going to say it again. It's really now normalization. Will neutralize the character of Christ with counterfeit acceptance of society or the ruling forces that desire it to promote, establish, perfect a toxic culture with sin and its main source of contamination resulting in separation and alienation from God's presence and will. The word perish is associated with the word decay. It's because of the toxic culture. That's why the Lord warned Adam and Eve not to touch the tree that was toxic. Amen? In Ephesians chapter 5. Toxic culture, in case you want to know the name of the teaching. You know, we have all kinds of things that happen in the country and in the world. You have toxic spills. They have oil spills that are toxic, things that kill. So things that are associated with toxic. It's amazing how many believers wear skulls and crossbones, and they promote toxic. And they actually, those are cursed items. Things that are cursed items bring toxicity to an individual. Toxicity, excuse me. It brings contamination, man. And promotes death. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? Therefore be what? Imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. A what? An offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma. But what? Fornication. And all, look at uncleanness. Is that toxic? Yeah. Fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Saints should not be considered toxic. They should be considered pure, or you're not one. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking. What's he talking about? He's talking about things that contaminate. He's talking about things that are associated with the culture of toxic, whatever, toxic culture. Praise God. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know that what? Is anybody here? Are you reading this with me? Well, how come I don't hear you? Hello? For this you know that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one what? Deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be what? Partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, because it's toxic. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil or toxic. Does everybody get it? See, toxic culture is promoted by Satan's kingdom. And one of the things that assists Satan's kingdom in this, and I'm going to share, it's called a shadow government. A what? A shadow government. It is an unseen government of Satan's kingdom that influences the ruling government of this world. See, this toxic culture promoted by Satan's kingdom is agreed by shadow government of Satan's kingdom to promote one world order, because the days are evil or the days are toxic. Toxic is also associated with sin, which is the presence of evil. In Genesis chapter 6, again, I want to go back for a minute, because the world wants to normalize everything and continue to promote the arena that, oh, it's okay. It's normal to fornicate. It's normal to watch pornography. It's normal to lie. It's normal to cheat. It's normal. Does everybody get it? And every time that there's normalization, it neutralizes the character of Christ in us, and it brings toxic or contamination. It's normal to people to live for yourself, but not for the kingdom of God. That should be abnormal. Amen? In Genesis 6, verse 5, would you read it with me? Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil when. So we see that this toxic culture was established by Satan's kingdom from the fall in the garden, and has been continuing and actually increasing. When the Lord destroyed mankind with the flood, why did he destroy mankind with the flood? Because he said his heart was only evil continually, because they had fallen into a toxic culture. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will what? Destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, birds of the air. For I am sorry that I had made him. Evil provokes man to practice and love evil ways of darkness and lust, and provoke God to bring judgment on mankind. By what? By creating the toxic culture. Technology, we know it as the catalyst to spread contamination and promote this toxic culture. Technology is the main catalyst right now. It can reach all over. Amen? Until it creeps into every thought of man for self-destruction. Why? The powers of darkness want mankind, to not only kill one another, but to provoke God for God to bring judgment. Does everybody get this? Then he do it to the Israelites. He does. What do you think is going on right now? Doesn't the word say judgment starts where? In the house of God. And God will judge his people. See, people bring judgment on themselves by associating with a toxic culture. Isaiah or 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Again, why do people drift away? Because they've been neutralized by normalization. Well, it starts with a simple thing, reasoning. Reasoning is the guillotine of faith. Does everybody get it? Everyone say reasoning is the guillotine of faith. Once the enemy tries to do, didn't he try to get Eve to reason? Boom! Just that arena of reasoning. What did it do? It brought doubt about our question of whether God was telling the truth or not. Whether God can do it. It brought doubt and eventually opened the door for contamination, because anything that's not of faith is sin. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33. Is everybody there? Let's speak this one. Powerful. Do not be what? Do not be what? Do not be what? What's Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. See, if he can deceive you, then he can cause you to bring judgment on yourself. Why? Because what a man sows, he what? And he who sows to his flesh reaps what? Corruption. He who sows to the spirit reaps what? Life. So anything that's not of faith sows to the flesh. Oh. And people wonder why things ain't happening. The devil's constantly stealing. Is everybody all right? Do not be deceived. What does it say? Evil company corrupts what? Good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to their shame. Because they don't get it. They don't get it. Evil is toxic. Evil company, toxic company, corrupts good habits that produce righteousness. By departing from evil, sin, and the toxic presence will rescue you. That's why you're not supposed to pet it. You're not supposed to compromise it. You're supposed to hate it. We're supposed to hate evil. You should hate doubt. You should hate rebellion. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1, toxic culture. Man, we are definitely living in a toxic culture. It's the I syndrome. I want I. I call that the demonic pizza. I. Hallelujah. Verse 18. For the message of the cross is what? Foolishness to those who are perishing, decaying. Why? Because they're associated with a toxic culture. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews request a sign, Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brother, not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen us boneheads, toxic ones, toxic children of wrath, from the world to put to shame the wise. And he's chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. No toxic person should glory in his presence. Ooh. Those who are perishing, decaying because of a toxic culture influenced by the toxic evil presence, sin, rebellion, lust, selfishness, greed, etc. 2 Corinthians 2. In the word in the book of Revelation says that the enemy spewed water on the woman. What did he try to do? Bring contamination, toxic. But the Lord rescued. Is everybody okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Let's speak it. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the what? Fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of the sincerity, but as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. There's the fragrance of Christ, and there's the toxic aroma of evil. 2 Corinthians 4, in verse 1. Therefore, since we have this what? Ministry has received mercy, do not lose heart. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, which when those hidden things of shame are considered toxic, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Why? Because they're contaminated. They're living in a toxic culture, whose minds the God of this world, of this age, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, read it with me. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. For we are what? Hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. In other words, because there is a toxic culture, the prince of power of air, we are living in it, but we are not a part of it, but it's still touching us in every area. It still touches us. See, but what you don't want to do is touch it. It may touch you, but when you touch it, it's different. Because when you touch it, you invite it. Everyone say, when I touch it, I invite it. It may touch me, but it can't harm me. Oh, marvelous. Verse 11. For we who live are always what? Delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore what? We don't lose heart. Even though our outward man is what? Why is your outward man perishing? Because it's associated with a toxic culture. It's touching you, but you're not touching it. Unless you want to die. But see, it says, therefore, do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our what? Inward man is being renewed day by day. In other words, your new spirit man is being renewed and stronger. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are not seen are temporary, that are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Oh, and those that are perishing in the toxic culture. Again, even our own bodies are perishing because it's surrounded by a toxic culture. But our inward man is being renewed because it's a born again spirit. Because others that are not born again have allowed contamination to enter their spirit because they're living in a toxic culture. Why? Because they touch it and it accesses. They agree with it and it accesses. The prince of power of air is the promoter of the toxic culture. The whole world is toxic. Is everybody all right? Amen. Praise God. Ephesians 4. So when you see the word evil, you know that it's toxic. When you see the word perish, it's because they're touching that which is toxic, or it's touching us, touching them. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to what? Lewdness, and to work what? All uncleanness with greediness. Why is it uncleanness? Because they're agreeing and they're touching with toxic culture. But you've not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard and have been taught by him, as in the truth that you do what? You put off concerning your former conduct, which is toxic, the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, your new spirit, and that you put on what? The new man, which was created according to God, and protect it in true righteousness and holiness. Now he explains, look, you want to get toxic? Here, touch and agree with this. He says, therefore, putting away what? Lying, lying, lying. Lying is a part of the toxic culture. Now, it's going to touch you, so it wants to entice you to lie. But if you touch it, then it accesses you, and you contaminate your spirit, and you start perishing. Therefore, put away lying, and let each of you speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and don't what? Sin. Don't let it get to a toxic level. There's nothing wrong with righteous anger. Amen? What? You should hate evil. I'd say that's righteous anger. Be angry and don't sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who what? Stole, steal no longer. Why? It's contamination, isn't it? But rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who is in need. Let no what? Corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. Why? Because what you speak is what you eat. You speak poop, you eat poop. Hello? You speak dirt, you eat dirt. You speak evil, you eat evil. What you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you what? Become. You speak toxic, you become toxic. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for the necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not what? Grieve the Holy Spirit. What do you mean? Grieve? Wait a minute. Because it's holy breath. It's another air. And we don't want to grieve the air that we now partake that brings strength to your spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all what? Bitterness. Is bitterness toxic? You betcha. How about unforgiveness? How about jealousy? Rage? Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ Jesus forgave you. What about drugs? Alcohol? It's all approved by the world. It says it's normal. Here, take a pill. Here, go to local food and demons. See, they don't want you to know the truth. They call it food and spirits like it's supposed to be joyful. Oh, yeah. Everybody leaves there miserable. They leave there stupid. Then they're hungover the next day. That's taxation in a bottle. They should actually put a skull and crossbones on every bottle of booze. And on every psychic medication, they had to put a skull and crossbone. They don't need no butterflies or all these beautiful little things that may that'll tell the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Well, uncleanness means toxic. Amen. In verse 6, now godliness when contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into what? Temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drawn men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is toxic, very toxic. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Wow. The love of money. It's amazing how people can grumble and complain about $5, $10, $3, $2, whatever it may be. Man, somebody shorts them on their check or whatever. You know what they just did? They just touched toxic and they contaminated their spirit. And that spirit will stay there. It becomes dormant and hides until an opportunity to get fed. Boom, it pops up. Boom, and it gets fed. Then comes down again. And people don't even know they still have it until a circumstance comes up and bam, there it is again to get fed. Boom. And then it eats and comes down again. That's how those demons work. Oppression is toxic. Heaviness is toxic. Those are all things that are toxic. Why? What are the things that are not toxic? Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. That's the love of God. Anything that is not that is toxic. Again, I want to emphasize these demons. They don't just keep their head up all the time. They wait for an opportunity to get fed. They will use other demons to provoke a circumstance so they can get a full course meal. They eat, and then they go back down. Boom, and they wait. And they wait. And believe me, they can wait a long time. I think they fast and pray more than Christians do. So if they're praying to the wrong thing, oh, glory. Ha! Oh, where was I? Glory! Okay. Did we start yet? 1 Timothy chapters? Oh, yeah, we did. Okay. We're cool. John 3. So the love of money is toxic, isn't it? Hey, listen, I like money. I like money. Why? Because there's a lot of people that need to be fed. I mean, it takes money to buy Bibles. It takes money, you know. And money does not grow on trees. In John chapter 3. Did I say John chapter 3? I mean, before I said John chapter 3. In verse 18. Hallelujah. Did you ever eat something that was toxic? Man, does it have a side effect? Dumb. Makes you goofy, doesn't it? Makes you weak, weary, all kinds of, whoa. That's what happens. When the enemy comes and you've touched, you don't realize that you're slowly getting dull, decaying. Until that spirit is removed, or else it goes dormant and waits for a prime opportunity to be fed. In fact, it uses other spirits to promote and provoke to get fed. Verse 18, let's speak it. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe or follow is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light. Because their deeds were what? Evil or what? Toxic. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that he may have been done in God. Again, love darkness. People practice evil. Why? Because they're of the toxic culture. The toxic culture will always practice evil. 1 John chapter 1. They lie, and to them it's okay. In fact, even the Quran says it's okay to lie to promote their cause. So that's very toxic, isn't it? The White House is very toxic. Very. And they're all perishing. And they don't even know it. 1 John 1 verse 5. And this is a message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness and we lie and do not practice the truth, so we're practicing evil and we're contaminated. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood. Everyone say, the blood,
blood
of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? That's the only way you get cleansed, through the blood of Christ. That's why you repent when you touch something that's toxic. And when you repent, what you're allowing to happen is you're getting cleansed, but the spirit's not removed. Demons don't remove. You take authority to remove them. What happens is we repent, so the blood cleanses us, so the spirit has access as we cooperate with the spirit to remove that spirit. Other than that, that spirit stays there. Does everybody get it? So you may be forgiven, but you're still struggling. Amen? Is everybody okay? Snap. Verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we what? Deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we do what? Confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, one of the things that begins to happen is people get tormented. Torment is a fruit of a toxic culture in the arena where somebody's touched something. Look at what happened to King Saul. Amen? Because of his rebellion, he touched something, didn't he? He touched it. And he even went to the point of asking for forgiveness. But the demon still tormented him, didn't he? That's why he had to have what? He had to have the presence of God by the music. The music was the only thing. That's why he had to bring David in to sing and praise. Because only the presence of God. Because what was David doing? He was speaking holy breath, removing the prince of power of error. And then King Saul would be refreshed and healed. But that spirit would come back and torment him again after he left the presence of God. Hallelujah. The blood of Christ is the only thing that cleanses us, allows access to the Holy Spirit. That's why the Lord says, be humble. See, what does God look for? Someone with a broken heart. And not a broken heart because things have happened in your life. A broken heart in the arena of you and him. It's not a broken heart that you lost a loved one. It's not a broken heart that you saw something physical. A broken heart is broken because you're broken because disconnect. You want to be connected. You're broken. You want to know more. See, God looks for someone with a broken heart, contrite spirit, humble, cries out, it's you I want. It's you. It's not money. It's not children. It's not a spouse. It's not a job. It's you. That's who he looks for. And when we seek him with all of our heart, we find him. But if anything is between us, you can't break through. Colossians 1. You want to get touched by God, you touch him. That's why when we praise and worship, it is the opportunity to go after him with all of your heart. Don't look at anybody else seeing how they're going after them. And don't give the Lord lip service, give him heart service. God does not associate with your thoughts. He associates with your heart. This is not an intellect thing. It's a heart thing. It's a desire. He places it there. You agree with it. You either agree with it or reject it. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Is everybody there? For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and what? Spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully what? Pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy. Giving thanks to the Father who has what? Qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins through his what? Blood. And how is the blood activated? When you repent, then the blood washes you and the Holy Spirit comes and says, you have a spirit. Let's get rid of it. He comes to convict, to counsel, to correct. Does everybody get it? We're just allowing the Holy Spirit to have access back to us when we repent. It's not over. Listen, when you came to Christ, you repented and received Jesus. Was it over? Heck no. Should be hell no. Because it seemed like hell was all around afterwards. Man, you got attacked everywhere then. Glory. We are partakers of the inheritance, 2 Thessalonians 2. My. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all what? Power, signs, and lying wonders. In other words, he's coming full blown with contamination to promote the toxic culture. He is the head of the toxic culture. And with all what? Unrighteous, verse 10, deception. Well, that sure ain't clean, is it? Among those who what? Perish, decaying, dying, being disconnected from God, his presence and his will. Separated forever because they did not receive the love of the truth. They did not want the light, the truth, the love, and life of Christ Jesus. They weren't willing to turn away. So you can't walk with one foot in the world, one foot out. You'll die. Remember, who owns the fence? Satan. Said that they might be saved. And with all unrighteousness and deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be rescued. For this reason, God's going to send them strong delusion that they should believe in the lie. That they all might be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, which is toxic, isn't it? But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through what? Sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. So that means you must cooperate. That means you must follow. To which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore what? Stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or by epistle. Stand fast. Fight. Because if you're not a fighter, you're a loser. Hello? You don't fight, you lose. Only winners fight. Losers don't. They want God to do it all, and he ain't gonna. He's already done it all. He paid the price on the cross. He said, here it is, all for you. See, people walk right by weapons. They walk by the armor. They walk right by it. Don't even pick it up and use it. But they'll pick up everything else that's contaminant, that brings toxic to them. Why? They're touching it and agreeing with it. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 1. We'll try this. Beloved, I now write to you the second epistle because you didn't get the first one, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget that by the word of God, is everybody there? The heavens were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed, what? Perished. Why? Contaminated. Toxic. Being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, don't forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance, so that they all can get what? Cleansed, so they can get rid of the spirit. Why? That no one perish by toxic culture, deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, which are toxic. You know how many religions are out there? It's incredible. Anybody know that hip-hop is a religion? It's backed by voodoo. Viv will have it on Eternal Library. 2 John. You know that they have, you know that hip-hop has their own Bible? Yeah, it was written about 11 years ago. They have their own Bible. They have their own belief system. It's all back. It came from Africa, from voodoo. That's what hip-hop is. Brings curses on people and trances. Hey, we're hip enough. We don't need any more hop. We're eternal, right? We hop every, what, Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. That's our hip hop. Everybody's hip in Christ, and we hop. Second John, please. In verse 7. Woohoo! For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist and very toxic. Look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we work for, but that we may receive a full reward. Why? Because if you touch it, you lose. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. Ooh, that's snap, isn't it? How many believers don't even believe the Bible? They don't have God. They're deceived. They've touched because they're a part of the toxic culture. I'm a believer, but I don't read the word. No way. Step away. Don't spew on me. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds. In other words, he becomes toxic. I like that. Greets and shares evil deeds. Yeah, look at all the music, like hip-hop and whatever else. Many of them are false Christians. They're out to take money out of the kingdom and put it into their own pocket. They have a form of godliness but deny its power. Does everybody understand that? Many of them proclaim that they're Christian, but they live a hip-hop life, gangster-type life. And many Christians are sucked into it and think it's cool. Oh, yeah, I want to live just like that. You won't live long. Isaiah 5. What you listen to will contaminate you. Isaiah 5. Remember, it's a toxic culture. It's out to contaminate mankind and provoke God for judgment. Is everybody there? Isaiah 5 in verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men violent for mixing intoxicating drink. Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore, the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. Why? Remember, we talked about how the powers of darkness want to provoke the Lord by getting God's people toxic. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them, and the hills trembled. Their carcasses were his refuge in the midst of the streets. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still to say, come, come. And I'll close at 1 Corinthians 6, maybe. Actually, I think it's 2 Corinthians 6. 2 Corinthians 6, I'm sorry. Oh, hallelujah! Verse 14, do not be what? Unevenly yoked with toxation, with unbelievers. Why? They're out of the toxic culture. Don't be unevenly yoked with them. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? That's one who follows and one who doesn't. One's contaminated and the other one's not. And what agreement is the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, I'll walk among them, I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. If they do what? If they come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is what? Unclean means toxic. And I'll be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us what? Cleanse ourselves from all filthiness and contamination of the flesh and spirit, and perfecting holiness in the reverence and honor and respect of God Almighty. That's called fear. Amen. toxic culture. It's real. It's here. It's hard pressed. Touches us in every part of our way. But don't touch it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we are honored and blessed. We thank you for your word. We apply the blood of Jesus on the seed. We ask that you allow it to grow and bear fruit for your glory. In the name of Jesus. We repent in every area and we ask, Lord, that you show us those spirits to remove them. Remove them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and stay dressed with his glory.